Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust God is doing you good, blessing you so much in a mighty way. And of course, what an honor it is to welcome back the Apostle Phumlamfene. Hey! Apostle, welcome back, woman of God.
Thank you, Moruti. Good to be back.
And then, of course, hey, Muna, when you came back, I wanted you to be on the other series that we were doing, but I realized, oh, Amara, why you got to get a rush? Whenever talking a flyer, Grala Pile, while a note, maybe not a maca Venezuela, say yellow, mummy, wootong, limmy, wootong, and I get it. Shame, man, white. You know, so I better, you know, take it easy, you know.
Yeah, because I really came back worn out. I'm still trying to recover.
Yeah, but we praise God for you.
Amen.
We thank God for you. We thank God for your work. We thank God for your benevolence. You know, you are so much unselfish about the ministry of Jesus Christ upon your life.
Amen. Amen.
And I pray that may the Lord grant you more and open all the doors he had spoken about already, you know, and to guide you into them. I see so many countries. I see so many executives. Hey, I see presidents. And may God bless you abundantly.
Amen.
Now, we are touching on the aspect of reaching out, you know, through the gospel. And reaching out through the gospel, in other words, when we connect with other people through the gospel, God is using you in the apostolic office, in the prophetic office. God is using you. And the need to start communing with people in the light of the gospel is just one amazing thing, isn't it?
Amen, it is.
And then what does it mean to you to reach out through the gospel?
When you read in the book of Isaiah 61, there's a powerful, powerful word there where the Bible says, the Spirit of the Lord and the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me to preach good news, you know, to bring good news, because obviously gospel is good news.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, we're living in an era where the gospel is not treated as good news per se. Hence, we're talking about good news. And since Pastor knows about good news, number two, they don't even see the need of delivering good news to the dying world. Can the truth be told, Moruti? The world at the moment, as we speak, it's screaming for answers. The world is screaming for solutions. But Rona is the body of Christ. We are dragging our feet. We are stuttering. We behave as if Dorena. We don't have the good news. And now, and also, God has given us the good news by virtue of us accepting Jesus as our Lord and Savior, the Savior of the world. Now, the Savior, Moruti, that I have accepted, not as Apostle Phumla, this Savior gives me confidence to reach out. So can I have confidence? And then I have seen him in me and through me. So that has built a confidence in me because it's good news. So it therefore becomes very easy for me to want to reach out and share. But now the mistake that I've seen here and most of us are doing, we don't want to reach out, but we want the world to come to us. And the world is not coming to us. It's waiting on us to go to the world.
Yes.
So now it will take us, Moruti, or really confidently say the AR now. And every corner who share the world, the good news that the Savior or what he has done, if you don't have confidence in what the Lord has done for you, or Thomas or him will reach out to the world.
Yeah. And it is quite sad that much of the times, the very aspect of reaching out through the gospel is looked down by the very same people who are supposed to be preaching the gospel. It's quite ironic, actually, isn't it?
Very much. We undermine the power of gospel. Hence, I part of this thing. And we don't realize its power and its effect. You know, Kirata, what the Bible says in the book of Matthew chapter 5, verse 13 to 16. We are the salt. Now, if only little Maruka and Nako Chuakan Sadilo, Udi, did it tasty and then did them monarchy. But then, if we don't understand what our role in this dying world is for us to bring taste,
yeah,
then we will allow the world to continue to die and we won't even reach out to it. And here's all up in the area, Matthew 5, more especially in verse 16, or let your light shine before all men. And 15, we are the light, and then we are a city set on a hill that can. Mudima has elevated us so much. Hatoma are we are like he has set us on high as a city, meaning as me and you were speaking, Muruti, and listeners are listening. Baba Inyetsinko Morena, Morena Orubona as a city, he has set us up as a city on a hill. So we
absolutely
are so visible. And then now, if we are visible, are we visible really empty, Muruti? Revisible really lighter, Mudimo? Revisible literally salvation? Revisible literally savior? And therefore, as a light, even if Muruti, we can be in a hill, we can be set up on high, we still have to come down to the world and reach out to the world. That's the work and the duty of a light. Set light and bring light to darkness.
Hey, banna.
Maru, now when you come to darkness, you comply to darkness.
We give in to darkness quite easily, and it's not supposed to be that way, Apostle.
No. Rena refita in the world. Hence, Muruti Kerikairata, Matthew 5, verse 16, every light.
Yeah.
15 years we are a city. 15 one year we must shine before all men. Now, kona lidi lo Muruti, tedi eta onruska kono shine. And because these things they hinder us and inhibit us from shining, we cannot reach out to the world. Remember, you cannot reach out to the devil when you still have the Satan.
Yes.
Now, rekasela tele fatse go tsheng thata le fatse. Number 2, rekasela tele fatse go dictator ke le fatse.
Yeah.
Number 3, we cast light in the fat and bring light to the world and be the salt of the world. If we still allow the world to prescribe and dictate to us.
Yo, and neither will the people know what the gospel is all about when we ourselves are contaminated with the niceties of what we think good preaching is all about, eh, Pamela?
Yeah, I mean the sad thing in the area, we comply a lot, Muruti, with the world. Yes. So now, at the end of the day, the good news, I have a good news, because already we dilute, we pollute, we change. We are gospel, Muruti, flexible.
Hey, banna.
Yeah. When you go to government office, it's a Netflix. I started the raw gospel, because it's not what I've noticed, men of God, and to all the viewers, to all the listeners, the gospel returning, I really use it to change people. Mm-hmm. We use it so that people of the world, you know, can receive and accept us, not receive the word, not receive the good news. So now, even now, it's all about me being accepted in these spaces, all these influential people, whether it's politicians, whether it's the business people in the world, or men or women of influence. Hang at the area, go on. I really understand that we are a city, we are the light. Accept. Now, ever accept what we carry, Muruti, right down player, right down.
Ribizi, Raisinya. Yeah.
All right. We create our own gospel. Because we want to be accepted.
Yeah.
Yes, we are reaching out, but at the end of the day, we need to check the motive.
Yes.
But why are we reaching out? Is it because the issue of the heart is very key as well as we reach out? Some people are reaching out to the world, but for their own benefits, not for the benefit of the kingdom.
Selfish.
Because if we're reaching out for the benefit of the people, if we're reaching out because of the benefit of the kingdom of God, we will even be having more people coming to the kingdom of God. We will have the politicians, we'll have all people, whether young or old, whether poor or rich, whether politicians or whether pauper, they will come in large numbers. But they're not coming in. In fact, we see there's a pattern at the Halangi, vice versa, they are bringing us into their spaces and into their system. Now, the good news is no longer good news, it's something else.
When we come back, let's look into the essence of the true gospel, and that needs to be shared. What is it that would show us that this is the true gospel that needs to be shared? When we come back, we touch on that.
657 AM, Radio for Believers in Action.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So, join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564, or alternatively, email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives in the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Sitshele ukuthi ucabangani. Sicela ukuzwa uvo lwakho. Ungasithinta kugospel@radiopulpit.co.za noma usithumele iWhatsApp ku 0826572729. Radio Pulpit, umngani wakho wemihla ngemihla.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust God is doing you good and blessing you so much in a mighty way. I'm talking to Apostle Phumla Mfene, and we are touching on the basis of reaching out through the gospel. Now, Apostle, many people have gone on to actually change from reaching out through the gospel. Now they reach out through the miracles that they perform. And others had gone on to actually even deny the essence of the gospel in terms of identifying what the gospel is all about. And this has led to many basically becoming people who are no longer, you know, vested on the issue of the gospel in the truest sense. That even what the gospel is, it is something that is now becoming more and more foreign to them. You know, it is about philosophies, eloquisms. You know, it's about stories. It's about fables and tales. It's about know-hows, expertise. It's about impressionism. It's about ideology and philosophy. But it is never about the gospel. And churches that are, or assemblies of people that are actually speaking about the gospel are becoming fewer and fewer, or even harder to find. And many people who claim the concept of being Christians do not even know how to define the gospel, which is the glad tidings of the kingdom of God, or the good news of the kingdom of God. The gospel should speak about the state of the world, the love of God, for God so loved the world. It should speak about the sinfulness of mankind and how God comes to be the light. You know, in John chapter 1, explaining who God is, it should. It should explain also John 10:10, also explain who the enemy, the devil is, so that people should know good and bad in the truest sense of the description of God. But no, you never get there. These days you are told, you know, they're using that verse, mind your own business. But God there was rebuking, God was rebuking people who were gossipers and who were infiltrating into the affairs of other people. And they say, no, 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 mind your own business. It's a cool church. You know, we are cool. We are fine. You know, I don't know. Maybe this is also an inlang to us. PVT churches. Who knows? You know. Those things can happen. Now that is the problem we see these days. The aspect of defining the gospel and the appeal of the gospel, it should be known, Apostle.
Amen, Muruti. You know, just to touch base on what you mentioned, Hore, Hana, no, we're using miracles and reach out. But it's not necessarily using miracles to reach out, because miracles, oh, no, they very soon reach out to people. Miracles are used to tap into people, bring them in, so that they can come and be the slaves in the church.
Eish.
And work for the servants of God and make money for them. Hence, he baba kriile kadi mikane. Once mo rutu ba ukra kadi miracles. Oya koko because pela ubati utola ngai ngalento ifunaro ejayo. So he baba kriile because we are a miracle seeker. So that on its own, you can talk about when they reach out kadi miracles. Instead with the gospel, now lo ena uba trapped kadi miracles. And once you are trapped in the miracle, that whole thing must continue to be perpetuated in the church to sustain batu baba tsweren katona. So that at the end of the day, the miracles all the time. So that, but in that kind of environment. Now, because utete the miracles so, and then utete in an environment and a space, a promotang the miracles, a promotang the product. I promote the gospel. Now, at the end, Muruti, you people can't reach out. Because that busy can touch a bone, and then make a focus. So look at you. Hele mmakwa go go thube. I don't have any business for go go take the gospel or utsa my way preacher. Now at the end of the day, I like what one man of God said. Or at the end of the day, we are not even features of men, but we are keepers of aquariums. But Araba Ruti, Horbarucha Autoka Gospel. Number two, Araba Ruti, Araba empowering Ruti. Can I write from the beginning? Azanga Rabarikisa Gospel, Horalat, Rabarikisa Dizu. And as you look at the very kisses on Rabalat, Santa Rabar River, the very kisses to Ritada, River Kipte. And yet, the world can, as I said earlier on, the world is screaming. It wants answers. It wants solution. We are not reaching out. We are not doing anything to the world. But everything, every answer, is serving our purpose and the purposes of the men or the women of God. Nothing else. Nothing else to do with the gospel.
Yo. And it is
said. Mind your own business. They don't even say mind your own business. Holier than thou. Because these days, Muruti, reach out to the world, to the dying world, gospel. And the gospel, as much as it is the truth, gospel also, it is la saba, it is yoyam. One of the things the good news, uma say you figure, if anele ugu kombise, ugu how messed up you are, ugu how much you have missed, you have missed the road, but not with condemnation, with love. Mar lamalanga, umalukala ugu tu, trying to reach out with love so that people can come to know the Lord as their Savior. Kuti wana, who do you think you are? Uzabangu tu mono, ukabangu tu wana, you are more righteous than everybody else, you think you are holier than thou. And umonga balalela, you'll be discouraged and not do right. And comply and follow the trap, yeah.
It is sad. It is sad. When you see quite a lot of people missing out on the essence of the true gospel or what the gospel is all about, it becomes something like you are actually maimed from thinking. It's like there's an aspect of your brain that has been cut off. From thinking as to who you really are or who you are supposed to be, you know, and that's a big problem because
a huge one.
Much of the times we go on to an extent, Apostle, we go on to an extent of actually ending up not preaching the gospel at all, but preaching modules, you know, as to three ways of doing this. Seven ways of doing this. We preach mechanics instead of preaching the divinity of God's abilities. We don't. We basically touch on issues that have nothing to do with the holiness and leading people to Christ. It is just stories and stories where people are talking and saying, I can tell you what your sister is wearing. Look at this iPad. You know, Can I prophesy? And someone says yes, and says, I can tell you what the undergarment of that lady is, and all those kinds of things and stuff. People are told to bring undergarments into the churches so that they can be prayed for. All those things. It is quite sad. People are no longer, people don't even know Jesus Christ, and they are calling themselves Christians. They go to churches, and churches are packed, and nothing is spoken of the gospel. This is a danger, isn't it?
Very much so, Muruti. You know, to indicate that people are told stories. You know, one son of mine, Utile Montu, Muatom Pona, Konsinski Billy, and say, I want to see you. Mm. So then Mavani, I just said, okay, come. So we met. But he came traumatized, you know, so because he's a leader in his own right, he has a church as well.
Yeah.
So now, traumatized, go look for me, have phone, no mutu, moto, nothing to him, more rubbing off the wrong way.
Yeah.
So half it, our talo, sorry, hey man, a woman of God, because a friend of mine, and then the guy is right there, somebody else. Now, Lomuntu, my figure. They figure when this so, and in Pumela Puni, Mayawamin Jew, and the local island to the Makatan had it tell us, and I can. I went out of Waya Creek. That was not the house of God. That was a shaker. We went and met some clowns, like big time clowns.
Yeah.
That morning, in this town, also, you will never miss the stories.
Mm.
And nice. Again, to every time, Murutu, when you are not doing and when you are not complying, with our assignment, there who yakonke reach out to the world with the gospel. Then we fall prey for the cash cows of workers of iniquities.
Yeah.
Erifita kwale, can we give the aquarium, Sassi Kereke, Kitty Sekasi, Batao Milka, Wankuka?
Yeah.
By the time Bafetaka, when you will be high and dry.
And there will be.
But I want to encourage anybody on my meeting hall to reach out to the world is a dying world.
Mm.
Already, there's a lot going on in the world. And a little naked rakes are the because Muruti, gospel, reiki seeds. There is a reiki, sorry, water, relay down, or I change a whole irusute. So, I don't have anything at hand. It's under the reiki, sicker confidence. Riverborn, we are the answer. This is what we're giving to the world. We are as scared as the world is scared.
Mm.
We are uncertain, Mar. We have good news. That doesn't even make sense.
Hey, it doesn't. Hey, it doesn't.
We are going to assurance and just capitalize on that opportunity. We have good news.
Mm.
Then, how long will you go to the doctor? How long will you go to the an opportunity to offer medication. But we use that opportunity. We don't size it to spread the good news and the gospel of salvation to win more souls. Whatever is happening, it's an opportunity for the world to spread the good news and save as many souls to the kingdom of God.
Absolutely. Absolutely. When we come back, let's touch on the aspect of the effects. When we reach out to people with the gospel, what are the effects? And we are going to start with the bad effects that may come if we don't reach out to people through the gospel. What kind of people are we breeding? Even though we go and claim that we have so many churches, and a person claiming I have 50 branches. I have a friend of mine who says he has 50 branches. Maybe your name is the vine. Yeah, maybe it'll be so like a vine. Get a ring, man. Yeah, when we come back. When we come back, we are going to touch on that.
657 AM, streams of blessings.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
Discover an abundance of life. 657 AM.
I'm talking to Apostle Phumla Mfene, and of course, it's good to have her back on the show. We are touching the very aspect of the gospel, reaching out through the gospel. And we are at a point, since we have described all these other points, the pillars of the gospel, what the gospel is, and we are at the issue of effects. When the gospel is not preached and we continue to preach our own stories and we don't preach the gospel, we don't speak the gospel, we negate the opportunity of talking about the good news of the kingdom of God. Basically, we are denying people the experience of the power of the kingdom, because every time when you speak about the gospel, when you speak about the gospel, or when you preach the gospel, you actually are speaking the good news of the kingdom of God. And the kingdom of God comes with power each and every time. You deny people the divine power that should rest upon them. And secondly, you basically are moving people away. And this thing you have said more than three times. You are moving people away from the knowledge of the freedom that is available to a knowledge of captivity that you are talking about. Now, instead of creating a body of believers, you are creating a cult. You know, and instead of building a household of God, you are basically building a den of demons. You are, if you are not preaching the gospel, the effect is that you will feed people the philosophies of men. And the word of God also says the doctrines of demons. Because you are actually neglecting the truth. And when you are doing that, you are training people into the aspect of denying Christ on their own to start accepting you. And you are depriving them of the knowledge that saves. And God says, woe to him who causes these little ones to sin. You basically are leading multitudes to sin. It is actually a manifestation of the spirit of the Antichrist when we negate that which is the true gospel. Apostle?
I just pray and hope that that's what I'm managing, banker, what you're saying, very serious. Because really, 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 when we remove the gospel from the picture, truly, as you correctly put it, then, and as also the word put it, then people are exposed to doctrines of demons. And my demonic assignment, the Lord. So now remember, according to John 10:10, Morana, already the enemy came to steal, clear, clear assignment, clear, kill, and destroy. Now, when, and then the Morana came that you might have life and have in abundance. Now, when the gospel is not preached, we cannot have life, we cannot have it in abundance. Because we'll be exposed to doctrines of demons. Now, the doctrines of demons will continue to make sure that they steal from you. They will steal the passion for God. They will steal your opportunities. They will steal your talents, and then they will steal even the ability and spread the gospel. So you will be left paralyzed. And the people who are bound, maybe they are paralyzed, they have a paralysis. They can't move. Now, who's going to move originally the way it is wrong? And you paralyze again, give me the moon. And the moon tell her, but feel anxious near your performer. Give Satan. And because we are not in the environment and space, Now, taking it further, another bad effect, you reach out to the world. At the end of the day, the people who are now in the church, then they now become meat orientated instead of becoming word orientated or gospel based. Now, we have a people now, Baba, developing a culture how they always have a meat. Hence, every Friday, in most all night prayers, they say, unfortunately, come Friday, all night prayer, and then Kloto Reka, have you noticed this is what is going on? Now, there is nowhere, all night prayer, Return Ruta how to reach out to the world and win the world.
I
even
never.
Even midweek services, Moruti. I didn't come. I mean, I would be so happy if soon the pamphlets Aruna can be bombarded. Take a hurry. Come and learn the ABCD of winning souls and of reaching out to people. Not the models and stories that you indicated the hurry. Honadidi told. Now, I said another effect here on the OER. People are Baba need orientated and they're not word based and they're not gospel orientated.
Mm.
And as a result, then we therefore conform to the world. Remember, we are the light, again, we are a city.
Yeah.
Now, if you are a city, you cannot comply.
Mm.
In fact, the world must be transformed by your light.
Yes.
But because now we are more of the world than of God, because we need to be than of God, we return a little fast. Because I don't have a gospel, the very thing that is supposed to help, but to go on telephone. Can I preach a gospel? The gospel equal either good for and to the one that I'm reaching out to. But because that is put in the shelf, Muruti said conformity to the standard of the world.
Mm.
Now we will live like the world, and not only are we going to look to the like the world, we will also look to the world for solutions and answers. If somebody says, I know I'm traveling, we are 7 years, kill me, Savilian Shava, we are Linga. And I'm supposed to be the carrier of the gospel. Your neighbor who does not even know God has a just a go and I, Honal Mam 7 years, well, now we live with Amali, baby, make a more come a bag. And a baby not trying to wish I had a neighbor, I was a children, my neighbor, yeah, okay, I eat a guy. Even the colleagues, the coworkers, there's some business partners about American Lebanon who don't know the light. I'm not telling them of the problem because you are not sharing this gospel, Lebanon. I'm about to introduce you to the Savior. But now I don't have the problem. But bring up the solutions that are not even good, that are ungodly. That perpetuate doctrines of demons, as you correctly put it. And at the end of the day, what are we left with? A sick and a dying church.
Yeah.
More than a sick and a dying world. In fact, the sick is more dead than the church, than the world. The church is not only dead, it's also very sick.
Aish. Mudimar tu setle.
And gospel is medicinal for us as well as the church.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It is medicinal. Absolutely. I agree with you there.
Amen.
Now, when we come back, we will be touching on the effects that are positive when we preach the gospel. I just wanted to go by this one. Much of the times when we negate our responsibility to preach the gospel, we are planting a spirit of rebellion into the lives of people. We ourselves are operating in rebellion. And rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. In other words, therefore, we will see the manifestations of all these things. That is why, therefore, you'd hear people saying, "Eish, kubazalwane ngibaloya ofeta kodi zangomeng." It is because of the negation that we are seeing, which has become so fashionable, which we are seeing people no longer preaching the gospel. There are some people, you know, there are some people that you feel like you need to sit him down and say, "Mara wena ukene king." Because can't you see who you don't fit? Utwana li Peter and to go spotong banana valeba neti barukoyena mara wena nota malia na wen. Look at why Peter kadi lote zale fati zeu. You were called and chosen. What are you doing? Just like Paul who says, "Oh Galatians, who has bewitched you?" You
know,
we need to get back to that kind of realism and put things back to perspective and straight. When we come back, let's touch on the beautiful effects of reaching out through the gospel.
As easy as the touch of a button, the message of life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
There is radio and radio, and then there is 657 AM. Can you hear the difference?
657 Medium Wave. I'm talking to the Apostle Phumla Mfene, and we are touching on the very aspect of reaching out through the gospel. It's very important that we learn about this. We speak about this. We have touched as to what it is, and we've touched into the pillars of the gospel, what the gospel should be doing. We touched into the aspect of what happens when we deny people the reality of the gospel, or when we don't reach people through the aspect of the gospel and the effects that are there. And now we are on this beautiful side as to what is it that happens to us when we are reached out to through the gospel, and when we reach out to people through the gospel. There are many beautiful things that happen to us. Number one, there is what we call redemption. Yes. You know, we become redeemed. We get the message that we can be redeemed.
Right.
And there is this living hope
that
comes to us. And people start to dwell in the conception of the living hope.
Mm.
Number three, there is the aspect of what we call a blessed assurance. Mm. You know, in that God starts to speak to us personally, and we get assurances from God. Not that God is bribing us, but that God loves us.
Amen.
And then number five, we start to see also the life eternal that is gotten through the acceptance of the message that is in the gospel. And that message is Christ Jesus.
Amen.
And then we start to know how to live victoriously in the grace and the truth of God. And we become more than conquerors. We don't just go on and name our churches that and speak about that, but we live victoriously because the gospel is the kingdom news, but the kingdom of God always comes with power. So we become empowered when the gospel is spoken to us. If the gospel is also preached to us, we start to see things from the perspective of God. How beautiful it is that we will be able to differentiate in the midst of the world that is confused. We will be able to differentiate what is wrong, what is right, what is acceptable and what is not acceptable. What is it that is pleasing God and what is it that is not pleasing God? We'll start to understand also the very fact of the spiritual gifts that we have in the Lord. And when I say spiritual gifts, I tend to negate all the other gifts that people would be thinking about all the time. You know, gifts of healing and what and what. No, no, no. But the gift of sonship. The gift of prayer. A prayer that changes things. The gift of righteousness. You know, the gift of a relationship of trust when God starts to trust you with his ministry. You know, the gift of friendship, you know, a fellowship divine, friendship with the Messiah. And this amongst many things that are gift, the gift of being able to speak to situations and make those situations to obey the power of the gospel. And these are the gifts that, the devil doesn't want to talk about. He wants us to talk about those gifts.
Exactly.
And these are the benefits. Apostle?
Yeah, Miriti, you have said a mouthful right there. Hey, I'm like,
glory to God.
What shall we say to this thing when the mouth of the Lord has spoken to
me? Hallelujah, hallelujah.
But I want to also bring into light the whole, can I sum up this whole spreading of the good news or reaching out through Luke 19:1-10. Something very powerful. But before I get into that, I want people to also understand, listeners to understand, according to James 4:17, basically, if you know how to do good and don't do good, You must know your feelings.
Yes.
So if we continue to survey or resurrection back to the gospel, we must know we're living in sin.
Mm-hmm.
And hence we need to repent.
Mm.
But like as I say, in Luke chapter 19, verse 1 to 10, something powerful happens. This story says that yes, in the Mara Nagi.
Yeah.
Now you realize that this man was wealthy, literally as a tax collector, was also very wealthy.
Mm.
Now the man was looking for Jesus. Now,
yeah.
Right there, you begin to understand what the world is looking for Jesus. And now, as the world is looking for the good news, Rena, in Maraguaro, not to go back and also look for the world and present the good news to the world.
Mm.
Now, Morena, has no leboga or muto, I can't know how pace is a pet. How about muto and now I'm for one back? Morena, I can't speak out about Bona Sandas. In the multitude, Morena, what about what he went to an extent of humbling himself, coming to the level as a Jew. As much as the worldly standard says that you also maybe cannot who had high standards. Marupila pila, kimurana jes, marmana jes, because Utu has a divinity, Utu has a kodimu ask. I koko beka, I am going to not test connect. I reach out to Kanenafilor, as much as this man is rich, but this man, there's something I miss. This man needed love. This man needed to be cared for. Now, very reach out, what we don't realize is we give a world care. Then right now, Muruti, the world is ruthless. People don't care. It's survival of the fittest.
Hey.
But when we reach out, we make people realize that, do we still have people who care like this in the world?
Mm.
Even before God wants to say that. So that act on its own, Morena Jesus, Ian Tokor is like yours, Ale Mukhor, Morena, why care? The hypocrites of the day, the scribes and Sadducees, as long as I hate that action. Then you say, I'm one Alida, by Leba Kira or Nana, Cantonia Kanda. That's another way, Yakore, I said, how we need this man. Now, another advantage of the effect. Yeah, gospel, the positive effect. Morena Jesu, I'm aware that I am a tax collector. It wants to adopt a new lifestyle.
Yeah.
When I did the lifestyle, it's about Baba Pilang, Baba Filang, they've made it, they are greatest achievers. But the lifestyle is about the Pilang. Have a Sabbath. Keep bonding, Jimmy Root. You know, never support somebody else who has made it so much, who has reached serious accolades in this world, who is a serious overperformer and overachiever. You know, Mar Hassan Basin Manamudim, Marulatil is this man of God, are you taking cake? You know, me and then none of God are taking one woman of God who could tell us who is the fellow who writes the line. Now, what we don't realize is, Harry, reach out to the dying world. We also save many lives. That people are on the brink of killing their lives. Among they are about to lose hope. We raise a hand toward one of the advantages, eternal life, and also hope for the living. People are not banally at their material success, but they don't really have the good news. And the good news called Jesus is their savior. And Jesus came to set them free.
Yeah.
Not reaching out to them. So they're trying to find out solutions. But the very greatest solution and power we have, ailing the good news, the gospel of salvation of Jesus Christ, who died on the cross, rebel as if though it's ineffective and it's null and void, and it still has power to liberate the greatest of sinners.
Yeah.
If it was able to liberate a man on the cross who was a thug and a criminal, how much more about Kacheku? How many people can be liberated and can be saved, Mudim, from eternal condemnation and from the lake of fire?
Sure.
Do it with another truth.
Yeah.
And it is a nice.
Eish.
We can only make up.
Hey.
From one Bible study after another. Hari, who are we telling Nako Muruti? Or if you can take your neighbor for coffee. We are bombarded with one network thing after another marketing thing. But I wasn't meaning to a great group of 10 people. If we can do that, just to introduce our Savior to the world, this world will be a better place.
Absolutely. Wow. Apostle, I want to thank you so much, and I want to appreciate the time, and I want to appreciate the way God uses you in our lives.
Amen.
And we give him all the glory, the majesty, and the honor.
Amen. Amen.
And how do people connect with you?
Like as I always say, for the benefit of those who might be tuning in to this program for the very first time,
yes,
those who might be keen in making a follow-up after this, Facebook would be the best place to start. Inbox.
Yeah.
And then from there, then we regard how do we take it from there?
Absolutely. Much blessings to you.
Amen.
And we talk again the coming week. Take a bit of a rest. You know, take it easy. Much blessings.
Yeah. All right. Thank you so much, man. God bless you too, man.
Bye-bye. That is the Apostle Pumlamfene there. And of course, we talk with her next week again. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for listening through. And we give God the glory, the majesty, and the honor. The King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the only true potentate. May he bless you 100%.
Radio Buzzing of Life, 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.